Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Guys, it's the last blind audition and Adam's birthday. Let's get into it. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, I'm so offbeat and it's terrible.
It's okay.
Excuse my offbeatness. Welcome back to another episode of the Voice After Show. I'm here with my lovely co-host. Lindsay is out this week, but she'll be back
next
week.
She's here in spirit, y'all.
She's here in spirit. She's right next to me.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, girl. But I am your host, Princess, and I'm joined by my lovely two ladies. We have Miss Nima, and we also have Tyra, who was with me on AGT Champions.
Yes, we're back. Reunited. Thanks for having me, you guys.
It feels
so good.
We're buddies.
We're here.
Buddies. Okay. Yes. Yay. This has become a buddy group.
Yes. Can you all of the melanin
tonight?
Together.
Yes, I can.
Well, like I said earlier, tonight we will get into it's the last blind auditions night. So we have full teams. Mm-hmm. Kelly finally gets her country singer. And it's also someone has a famous uncle, so we'll get into that later when we get into our Where Are They Now special segment. We also have news and predictions. So let's get right into overall thoughts. What'd you ladies think?
My overall thoughts was I really did like this particular show, kind of like the first one. I feel like everybody was really, really good, even though everybody didn't get, you know, chosen, but I still feel that everybody gave the... Let's not even mention talk about a lot of the younger kids.
Oh my gosh,
In between 17 and 16, like, they were absolutely killing it. Like, their voices sound like really seasoned and really mature, and they're just starting out. So I have to say this one was a favorite of mine.
Cool.
Tyler? Yeah, I agree. The whole thing with this young contestants trying to be on the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're still cast. Look at IMDb.
Yeah,
they're going to say cast.
I literally just have my back. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, I got you, girl.
But I agree. I was so into this, like, new wave of young kids. Like, they surprised me. And like you said, like, they had such strong voices. Like, when Kelly turned around, a few of them, well, all of them were like, what? You can't be like the 13-year-old.
The 16-year-old that they didn't choose. They were like, oh my God, we feel so crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought overall it was a great episode. I'm so happy Kelly got her boy country singer.
Yeah, she did.
And I really was amazing. I think the other judges, you know, they better, you know, step their game up because I think Kelly's team is coming to win. I think she has a good selection this go round.
I also have to say, I feel like the judges got really, really stuck. You know, they got very, very nitpicky and trying to figure out who, like, they wanted on their team because they were pretty much down to the first one, to the second one, to the third one.
Yeah. They did.
And I was just kind of like, some of the judges that, you know, pass some of the great people up, I was just like, now why would you pass this person up?
Well, they got to be picky because it's the last round. They got to
them were killing it, man.
They were, especially, well, we'll get into it later, but especially when Kelly was like,
I don't
want to
say any names.
When Kelly wanted her male country singer, she was just like, I'm waiting for the right one, which I can identify
and
with.
She got the right one. She did.
She did. So. All right. Hey. Let's get into the first performance of the night. Celia. She was...
Oh, my God.
She was one of my favorites. She's 17 years old. Mm-hmm. She's from New York. What did you guys think of her audition?
Her audition was absolutely amazing to me. Mm-hmm. Like, she blew me away. First of all, she's 17 years old, and her voice was super angelic. I mean, of course, she got a fart. Like, excuse me, y'all. I can't even talk straight. I'm talking so fast. I'm sorry. See, that lets you know my excitement. That's exactly what I thought about her. I feel like she was great. But what I was trying to say was she had a four-chair turn. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing. She reminded me a lot of Vanessa Carlton. And I mean, she gave me this, like, wooing kind of feeling, like this piece, like this perfect piece that just puts you in a soothing mood. Mm-hmm. I always listen to artists, and I always listen for certain key factors that just reeled me in, and she had me in from the beginning to the end.
You're like a judge in the making. You're like right. listening for that right
I'm gonna
thing.
Let you guys speak it because it's gonna happen. Okay,
it's prophetic. It's I love happen. It. Yes. I love yeah. it.
Also, too, I do want to say that I thought it was absolutely amazing that her mother put her lyrics on a dress that she made.
Yeah,
like how that sweet was, really was that?
Cool. I didn't even know what.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so her that. Mom's a fashion designer.
Over my head.
Yeah, her mom's a fashion designer, and I think she was saying, don't quote me if I am wrong. I think she was saying she was the only one that was kind of musically inclined in her family.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And
was.
Her family did other different things. And like to pay a tribute to her, her mom would put her lyrics that she wrote to her
That's
song
really cool.
on her clothing design.
That's support.
That's really cool. amazing.
That's team mom.
Yeah, team mom. Like, she was amazing. But I agree. I thought she had an amazing performance. She was just what they needed to open the show.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, immediately everyone turned around.
Yeah.
Like she set the tone for the show, and I mm-hmm. thought she did really good. I also like how they dig deep into their backstories, and I really mm-hmm. loved her story because mm-hmm. she spoke on how she got into music because she was insecure, and that's mm-hmm. how she got over and past
it's
her
a good
insecurity.
Way to get over insecurity.
And just, you know, mm-hmm. she chose a song that talked about dealing with that, yes. and just, you know, she just showed that power through her performance mm-hmm. of how she's overcome her insecurity. Yes. So from the minute she opened her mouth, I was like, okay, this girl is good.
Her voice has such a mature sound.
Absolutely.
And now, like, just she's speaking from experience. And I think Kelly brought that up earlier this season. You can tell when someone sings from a place of experience, and
she's
this
only
is
seven.
They are, mm-hmm. but I'm just saying, like, you can tell when people put on, and I feel like it comes later in the show, they put on, like, this persona, I am mature, but then it's different when they actually go through it, and it's like, oh, this is a 17-year-old, but she's gone through something, so that's really cool.
And not to mention the fact that Kelly did also say that she tweeted about this song, and she said she did want to one of her people on her team to be able to sing the song, and the fact that she sung the song and she killed it,
mm-hmm.
she was like, now I can't use the song anymore. And she also related to her daughter because she was saying that her 17-year-old daughter, which Cecilia was actually... No, that's the other girl. It's Celia?
Celia's
17. So, okay, mm-hmm. so Celia's 17. And so she said that her daughter, 17-year-old daughter, actually tweeted and told her about the song. So she put that relation
that's
there.
Legit. That's
which
legit.
Made me think that she would have chose Kelly, you know, but...
I mean, I actually wasn't surprised when she chose Adam. I think it could be a good choice.
Yeah, for sure.
So I guess we'll see. That's another addition to his team. I feel like after that, you just ought to be picky.
Hey. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So next up on the list, so we have Celia and then we have Cicely. She's 16 years mm-hmm. old. She went viral from her drive-through performance.
Oh my God. McDonald's
Wait,
video.
Did you guys check that out, though? That was super cool.
I saw it when it went viral. So when I was watching it, I literally having my notes. Oh my God, this is McDonald's girl.
Listen,
forever known as McDonald's.
Yes,
you're 60 seconds of fame.
It's just amazing what can open doors for you.
Like, so true.
I don't know. It's amazing. And then come to find out, her voice was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like she sounded good doing the McDonald's song, mm-hmm. but actually watching her perform, I was just like, are you kidding me? This girl can sing.
Yeah, she's
and
amazing.
I'm Oof, looking back on my notes. Her. I want to say, I don't think everyone turned around for her.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was Blake.
I thought that was weird.
It was just one.
It was just Blake.
And I was so confused. I'm like, this girl literally was amazing.
Right.
Like her voice,
blown away.
She had such control over mm-hmm. her voice. And he was even looking like, are you
What's
guys
happening?
Kidding?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. It was just beautiful. A beautiful mm-hmm. story. I love a good background story.
Yeah.
Just the other day, she was just a kid mm-hmm. at the McDonald's drive-thru, and now she's, you know, at The Voice. So it was beautiful.
I think it's actually going to work out for her in her favor mm-hmm. that Blake is the only one that turned around because we'll get into, I'm going to talk about, like, the teams later, but... She's the most unique voice on his team.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think
that's
that
something
could really
different
work
for
her. Exactly. Yeah. So I'm excited. It may have turned into a blessing in disguise.
It is.
So I'm happy for her.
Yeah. I like her.
Yeah.
She's one of my faves.
Yeah, right? So next up, we have Calvin with a K from Tucson, Arizona. What did you guys think of his voice? I thought it was very smooth.
Well, his voice was nice, but I also have to say that he was very team cute. Okay, back to the
I
voice.
I have someone else to say that's team cute, but I'm going to save it for later.
It was kind of B2K-esque. I could see that. I could have been.
Yeah, he was very handsome. But I loved, first of all, I have to say, I 100% commend this man because he got out there and sung a John Legend song,
mm-hmm.
which I do think because John did not choose him. I think that John probably didn't choose him because of course he was saying he was being nitpicky. But John was probably like, this dude came out here and sung my song and he killed it.
And he killed it.
You know, I was really kind of disappointed of his reaction.
I wasn't disappointed. Mm-hmm. I wasn't. You guys don't watch John Legend. Like, I watch him. Like, I watch his mannerisms, like, how he responds. Like, John is very, like, when you think John is going to do something, he's not. Like, he's very, very particular. Again, he's very nitpicky. Mm-hmm. And he says it a lot of times.
That's true.
He takes his time. Even though something sounds good, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily good for him because he knows like the team that he wants. He already has good singers on his team. Right? Everybody's a good singer.
Well,
but
he could have at least turned around. But if he did turn around, what was his name? Calvin probably would have chosen him. So I mean,
that makes sense.
It's
true.
I don't know. Well, even though he didn't choose him, I just expected his reaction to be more like, "Wow, dude!" Like,
no, but
it's
he did
that. You know, sang my song.
But he did say that though.
I don't know, maybe
a little bit more. He was like, you know, I respect the fact that you sang my song.
He probably didn't say anything because he was like, he killed my song.
But he also did say he was overwhelmed, and I want to say Adam did. Say like I think this was the first because it's his first time on the show, so it was his first time actually hearing someone sing his song.
The other girl sung there was another girl a couple of weeks back that sung one of his songs.
Really?
Yeah, there was a girl who sung his song, but I think it's different like when it's a girl versus like when it's a man. Again, yeah.
Maybe that was the first male.
I can see that.
Because he did such a good job and John was probably like I mean, and again, to be honest with you, I actually like that John didn't choose him because that just would have been an easy pick. I feel like he needs to go with somebody else that can give him a different type of like range and like, you know, a different type of coaching.
Yeah.
So I definitely think it worked out in his favor. I love the fact that he talked about his dad. His dad was a rapper. Mm-hmm. MC Scrapper was his name.
I look him up.
Oh, yeah. And I also, well, I don't know if you guys remember, but whenever they first started talking about his story, he was actually rapping. You can actually hear him rapping a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yeah, but
that's why I was kind of confused. I thought he was going to come on.
I know.
Is he a rapper?
It's like, listen, we have our first Drake on The Voice.
Right.
Yeah. Awesome. No, but he was amazing.
Good
and
stuff.
Cute, whatever.
He was cute. He was cute.
See?
Speaking of cuteness, can you deliver a beautiful message to our cute audience?
Oh my gosh, yes. Cute audience, listen up to me.
All the cuties out there.
First of all, we would like to thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. And we could really use your help. You know how? Right now, you're on YouTube or either you're on iTunes. If you're on YouTube, we need you to click that thumbs up button, right? And if you're on iTunes, we need you to give us a 5-star rating. You know why? Because without you, it would be no us. And you also know why? We need your comments, because your comments is what allows us to be able to have these great conversations. And it also kind of fills us in and let us know how we're doing. Also, too, guys, we also want to let you know that without you giving us any type of rating or any type of comments, it would be know us, right? AfterBuzz wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be here. So we thank you guys so much for always giving us a rating and telling us that we're doing a good job. And we need you to continue to keep doing that. So we appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep voting. Keep giving us those thumbs up and giving us those 5 stars. And you'll see us every week. That's how that works.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
Click.
Thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get into Ava August, the 13 years old, the youngest in The Voice history. Guys, tell me your thoughts. She didn't get a chair turn.
She didn't get a chair turn, which is okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine. Okay. She's going to grow from here. Mm-hmm. I think she needed to mature a little bit, which
absolutely.
They brought up.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that she's 13 and she's on the show, let's
That's
get into
true.
That. Yeah.
I think that her thing was that she was really trying to impress them. And of course, like, you know, when you're young, you're always trying to impress and maybe she hasn't had enough, of course, I hate to say this, but maybe she hasn't had enough life experience to be able to come out there and sing with so much emotion and so much passion. Mm-hmm. You know, she just knows that, oh, I sound good. I'm a good singer. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to impress them with my sound. And then again, when it really comes to being an artist, it's really about how do you allow the music that you create and that you sing to move your audience. And so I think that's something that was actually missing. But I have to say, her range and everything about her voice was absolutely amazing. It was very, very powerful for her to be 13 years old. And I think that this was a great opportunity for her, mm-hmm. because she gets a chance to say, I was 13 years old and I was actually on The Voice, and like, mm-hmm. this was my start. Like, they said, everyone said that she was good. And I think that, like, as a 13 year old kid, you need that confidence to push you to say, yeah. okay, mm-hmm. yeah, I know I'm good, but I can be better. And like they said, hey, come back after you mature. So, I mean, it's like yeah. a win-win to me.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. I think she had a beautiful voice. And I also agree with the judges after listening to her. I think she just kind of really overdid it with her
dramatics.
Yeah, it was a bit much. I was listening like, okay, girl, like,
we thought it was like an opera. Like,
I would rather just hear her voice and a little bit that she added yes. to it instead of just like constantly all of these different runs, all of these different grunts.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I thought she was great, but I do think she has time. She's 13 years old. Like, yeah. she'll be fine. Like, it's not like she came on the show 40 years old, and 40's not old either. But, you know, she still has long time to grow mm-hmm. and build
absolutely.
Her voice.
Yeah, absolutely. I think about all of the celebrities that were on Star Search, and they didn't make it far.
I forgot all about Star mm-hmm. Search.
Yeah, so she's going to be all right. This is just yeah. the beginning. Next up, we have David Owens, 24, yes. from Indianapolis, Indiana.
His story of his son just made me melt. Like, yeah. I thought it was super cute, his baby. And his wife called in. She was like, listen, like, he's like, daddy, I'm rooting for you. And then he also had on, like, a Voice shirt. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super
adorable.
Cool.
It was super adorable. I loved how, you know, he used that his son was his motivation. He said, I've never had that feeling of mm-hmm. having a son to look up to me. And something that really stood out to me was he was pretty much saying, like, I wanted to go after it. So when my son wants to go mm-hmm. after his dreams, yeah, he can know that my dad went after
absolutely.
It. And I just thought that was beautiful, because I'm so big on, like, following your dreams and yeah. just going forward, taking that leap of faith. And for him to do it and then kill it, it was just like, I don't know. Because I think he mentioned he only sang a couple of times in church.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So for him to come on this show, I didn't expect him to come out and sing that way, for him
to just do
a couple of church services.
Yeah.
So
listen, he may have some church services behind doors, like right. singing, like practicing, you know.
Right. Some backyard services yeah. like Kanye.
Yes.
I loved it. And he went to Team Kelly, which yes. I'm not opposed to. I'm okay with that decision.
I mean, first of all, let's just talk about the song that he sung, I Can't Make You Love Me. That is, What's her name, Bunny? I don't know her last name. I don't want to mess it up. But I know her first name is Bonnie. That was the song that he sung.
Okay.
I Can't Make You Love Me.
The artist.
But that's a woman's song. And he is a guy. And he got out there. And I feel like he whenever he first started, I couldn't tell, like, that it was, like, if I was turned around and mm-hmm. I was one of the judges, I wouldn't have been able to tell that he was a guy. Because mm-hmm. he sung mm-hmm. it, like, so, like, soft and sweet. And he had, like, different ranges. He actually, honestly, I wrote in my notes that he kind of sounded a little bit like John, like, whenever John sings his gospel.
Oh, the softness.
Yeah, like, I saw, like, I heard the softness and, mm-hmm. you know, the power and, like, the strength in his voice. So mm-hmm. I have to say that he is definitely a excellent singer. And, you know, of course, Kelly does have a soulful range to her voice as well.
She has so many facets to her, from country to soul, everything. Like, she's amazing.
She's amazing.
Yeah. But I definitely thought that more people would turn around for him.
I thought
it was strange that only, you know, Kelly was the one to turn around.
Hey.
But, I mean,
the one you need.
He did get the one that he needed.
Right.
But I was just like, I mean, he had a really good voice. And mm-hmm. I just expected at least two people to turn around. But he made it. You know, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
And he can still compete to win.
So picky. They're so picky.
Everybody was picky.
Next up, we got Presley. She's 16. She's from Norfolk, California. And she was from a girl group, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
She was amazing.
I don't know why everyone did not turn around for her.
I
put in my notes, she made me milk.
Literally, her voice, like, so much control. She knew how to control mm-hmm. the stage, knew how to give a performance to the audience.
Right.
I was just, like, blown away. But like you said, it kind of just goes back to them already knowing what they want. I'm sure they thought that she was amazing, but they were like, some of them were probably like, all right, I already have this sound. I need mm-hmm. someone else.
Right.
But she was amazing.
Yeah.
And then to say that, you know, she performed in this girl group, met Kelly Rowland, all of these different people.
Yeah.
Like, really cool.
She has history.
And she's only, how old is she?
Only 16.
16.
I mean, let's talk about her range. Her range, OMG. Like, she has so much clarity in her voice. Again, mm-hmm. she's 16, and I'm thinking to myself, like, watching her, what's going to happen when she gets 30, like, or 25?
Go
like,
from here.
Yeah.
How much more can she grow? Of course she can, but I'm just saying, like, she was just... She was amazing.
I'm excited. And I also, just side note, I really liked her outfit. It made me think of Clueless.
Oh, it was very cute.
I know.
Yeah,
it was like,
it was so cute.
You're a virgin and you can't
drive. She was just everything. Like, just put together. Like, she came, she made a statement. She looks good. And I'm so happy to see her go forward.
Listen, I have to say that this time around, in the music world, there's a lot of competition. 16 years old, I'm like, woof.
Yeah, but I feel like we need that now.
We do need it.
You don't see a lot of young artists anymore. We need some good R&B soul back, and we need just more talented people.
We do.
In That's general.
Fair. And Across I think, the
you know, if we can take home a 16-year-old in this season, then that would be a great thing.
With her lovely outfit.
Yes.
Right.
Clueless. All right. We got, after her, we have Rod Stokes, 34, from Alabama.
Alabama.
I was so intrigued by the fact that he said he was a gospel singer.
I know.
I heard it. Really? No? Was that the only person?
She's like, that wasn't it for me.
No. I guess not.
No, listen. He had an amazing voice, but I really didn't hear the gospel.
Really?
I didn't hear it either.
Really? Old school, southern gospel? Not even?
Okay. I'm from the
South. Right. I'm on my own. It's okay. I'll stay here.
No. It's okay. It's quite all right.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, I'm a little bit more critical because I'm from the South.
Okay.
And I grew up in the church.
Take it away.
No gospel.
Take it
but
away.
No, not to say you don't, but he sounded very like country rock to me.
Mm-hmm.
I put in my notes that he reminded me of, actually, there's a group called Alabama and they sung the song Sweet Home Alabama. That's what his song reminded me of. Like, whenever he first started out, I was like, is this Sweet Home Alabama? Which it wasn't. But he has this very grunginess to his voice. He's very soulful and rock, but I don't know. I didn't get the gospel, but I'm glad that he did choose Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Blake is, of course, a great choice for him.
Mm, okay, Tyra, what were your thoughts?
I'm not going to lie to you. He was good, but I can't really remember his performance. So clearly he didn't stand out enough for me.
If she can't remember it, then...
Exactly. Okay. I was over here trying to calculate, think back, but he made it. And
that's all that matters. No,
hopefully
Rob was great.
And hopefully, you know, he can impress me later.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, also, I just had
hard
to bring up the fact. speaking
Same
of being
Buzz.
A hard judge. We're the sixth judge.
Yes, right. Yes, we are.
I wanted to bring up the fact that Adam didn't know that it was a Bee Gees song.
Oh,
I was like, Adam, the encyclopedia, but how did you not know the Bee Gees?
Okay, you know, like, we don't know everything. That's why we have Alexa.
The PG.
But let's talk about how they gave him such a hard time about it. Like, I love the back and forth.
He does it to Blake, too, though.
Yeah,
so,
but I love the back and forth that they have. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I want them, so let me say this so this person can be like, okay, you know. But
yeah,
I thought
that
was really
the judges' pleas are always super funny.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, please, pick me.
We didn't even get into Blake's
and his cat.
His RIP imaginary cat. Blake,
which is funny because the teenager, sidebar, the teenager was like, I don't think he has a cat. Like, she knew that he clearly did not have a cat.
Yeah.
I was like,
dang, Blake.
Too much. All righty. Next, I wanted to get into Calista Garcia.
Yes,
from Virginia, 17, the self-proclaimed hippie.
Mm-hmm.
Really quick, what'd you guys think of her? She didn't get any chair turns.
She reminded me of Alanis Morissette.
Okay.
She gave me a lot of, like, 90s vibes. I think that she was good, but again, you know, she's 17 and she's still growing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, not with all of the younger cast, but I think with some of the younger cast, they kind of come out trying to really impress them with their vocals, and it's not really about the vocals, right? It's just, it just ends up being, like, too much about, like, you know,
all over the place,
and it's not really about how am I going to take this song and make it my style
and move the people,
and make you feel me. And so she, you know, I think that she did a great job, but she just didn't give me that feeling.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I agree. I think she did a good job, but I think she needs that time to kind of just learn her voice. And I love how they say like learn your instrument or whatever. Like
learn your
I love
tool.
The terminology, guys. But yeah, I think she was good. But I think it's it's hope is not lost for her. She's 17. She
hope
can
is
come
not lost
back
for anybody on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's all exposure.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, and I think I hear this a lot, and I think we all observe it too. When you're that young, we have so many young performers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You're still growing as an individual. You don't know who you are yet, mm-hmm. so it's hard for that to come through in your performance because you don't know who you are.
Right. You're still growing into yourself.
And I think she just kind of did a lot. I think she kind of like, I mean, I sang church choir and all that too. I can't blow, but I can hold a note. And I was listening.
You can listen one too.
And I was listening, like, okay, girl, you're a little off on here. Like, some just like learning how to just control the basics before you just jump and fly and do all of this. Ooh, and
so
I was
like, ooh, I know how to run, so I'm gonna run on every song that I sing.
Right.
And it's like, no, there's a time for you to run.
Right.
That's a fair note. See, we are the sixth judge.
I'm telling you guys, listen, this is Team After Buzz, okay?
Team After Buzz.
Yes.
All right, up next, we got Andrew, our surprising country singer.
I loved Andrew.
He was super cute.
He was so cute. He was dressed so cute, and you just would not think that he would be a country singer.
Nope. He's
like a football player.
Really?
He gives me football player vibes.
He gave me like skater vibes.
Skater vibes.
Huh. Yeah. But he was so cute, and his voice was just so strong, and he just had that good old-fashioned country voice.
Yes.
And they were all surprised, when they turned around to see him. But I really was impressed with him, and I was excited that everyone reacted that way. And unfortunately, he didn't go to Kelly, but I think I'm excited to see how Adam helps him evolve and, learn his voice.
This is a different kind of thing for Adam too, so
I think it'll be cool to see what Adam brings to the table and just how he matures as a country artist.
Absolutely.
I think Adam is definitely going to teach him how to use that sex appeal. So
sexy country singer.
Yes,
let me look back and see how old he is.
I think like the last sexy country singer that I can think of is Billy Ray Cyrus.
I think Luke Bryan is really sexy too, though.
Who?
Luke Bryan.
Sorry.
Interesting.
You're right.
To be continued.
Dot, dot, dot.
All right. We got another person who did not get a chair turn, Maddie Frazier. She performs regularly at different venues. And her parents were together for the first time since their divorce. So that was really touching for her. What did you guys think of her actual performance?
I wasn't impressed.
Yeah,
and I could see why no one chose her. Now that was sounded so mean. Not like
that's
okay. But no, she started laughing right after I said that.
I'm sorry.
But
it doesn't sound mean. It just sounds honest.
It's okay.
Honest.
Thank you. Like she I loved her rock star vibe. Like I could get into it, but it was kinda like in and out. Like she just couldn't. I don't know. It was just something missing that she couldn't control it.
Yeah.
But I think, she just needs to go back and practice. I mean, she's in a band.
Yeah,
she's probably nervous too. Figure out. Yeah. And that could also be the case, too.
Can you imagine?
That can actually strongly be the case because she does this for a living.
Right.
So maybe it was just kind of like a off kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I wasn't too impressed. Like, she had a stage presence, though. She did know how to control her stage and perform, but she just didn't get me on the vocals. I couldn't figure out where she was going with what. Like, one minute she was singing, then she was rock star on the ground. It was just, like, finding your space. Like, what are you?
Yeah, I agree. Nima?
I agree with her 100%.
We're on the same page.
The honest truth is that,
shame.
Again... I think she did a great job, and I always 100% commend everyone that actually gets on stage and sing. But again, it's also about finding yourself as an artist and being able to understand how you fit into different styles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you know, it's just going to take some time, and she's going to continue to keep doing what she's doing. And then you never know, two or 3 years from now, she may have her own album.
Yeah.
That's true.
Who knows?
See, free coaching from Team AfterBuzz.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And then, like you said, I mean, she may not have made it, but that was just already exposure for her anyway.
Exactly. Yeah, like, it's always exposure
for
everybody.
When she performs, they can always say, The Voice contestant, or, you know. That's true. I don't know what they call it when you have
a big thing on your resume, right? It's like, I was on The Voice.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, she doesn't have to give up hope. She still has a bright future. Just
hope is still alive.
Yes, hope is still alive.
And still present.
That is the hashtag for today. Hope is still alive.
Hope is still alive.
All right, guys. Last singer of the night, Jackson Marlowe. His uncle was a contestant on the show, which we'll get into later. Mm-hmm. But he had no choice. He had to go to Kelly. But I'm excited. She finally got her male country artist, and he's great, and he's attractive. At least...
Is he cute for you?
I thought he was cute for you.
He was
cute.
Listen, let me be 100% honest with you. When I looked at this guy, I was like, he's giving me all John Mayer vibes. Like,
John Mayer can be attractive.
No. John Mayer's definitely attractive, but it was funny because I know he was singing country, but I just kept thinking John Mayer. But I thought he also had a little bit of soulfulness to his voice, a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could definitely see him being a John Mayer. I'm sorry, maybe because I just like John Mayer, but even to talk about all of the judges, whenever they turned around and they looked at him, they were like, oh my God, this guy is singing country. Like, we can't even believe it. So, you know, I don't think that I stand alone on my opinion.
So I'm going to have to be rebellious for this one.
Uh-oh.
He was good, but he did not impress me. I don't know. I got vibes that he kind of had it. He felt that he kind of had it in the bag.
Because of his uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. I don't know. I didn't see that passion and fire in him. He was just up there singing. And then when everybody was turning around and giving their responses, like, he was just like, oh, yeah, thanks. Maybe he just has a nonchalant demeanor.
But honestly, I'm going to tell you this. Honestly, I think that possibly his uncle had a conversation with him and he was like, listen, son,
okay? You got something to
do. You know, your uncle made it all the way to this round. So I just like, I think that he got that coaching that maybe some of the other contestants didn't
get. Maybe he did.
So again, he came out with confidence, which you're supposed to come out with confidence and you're supposed to expect to win, right?
You are.
But you wanted him to be a little bit more humble.
I wanted him to be a little more humble.
I get it.
But like I said, that could just be his personality, and we can see how that is throughout the rest of the season. But
it's his uncle.
It's just like everyone else just had that fire, and I'm like, I have to have this. This is for me.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like he kind of felt like he had already been through it. Well,
like
not necessarily made it.
Kind of thing.
Or, I don't know, maybe it could have been like his family put him up to it or something like that. I just didn't get that fire from him. But it could have just been nerves. He could just have a nonchalant demeanor.
Yeah.
You know,
because
we just won't know till later.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see another performance from him because he's on Team Kelly. She got her male country vocalist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So since Lindsay is out of town this week, she's here.
In
spirit. Imaginary
Lindsay.
Right next to me.
You just can't see her.
Lindsay 2.0.
She's just popping up as her. Hey, Lindsay.
Hey girl. Well, speaking of Lindsay 2.0 being Tyra. Tyra, you have
It's Tyra time.
Yes.
Okay, so guys, let's just go ahead and get into this news. So it's actually not exciting news, so let me bring it down.
Uh-oh.
But as we all know, season 13 contestant Janice Freeman passed away a couple of weeks ago from pneumonia and complications from lupus. Mm-hmm. And if you guys don't remember her on the show, she was Miley Cyrus's team.
Yes.
And throughout her time on the show, they created this amazing bond, friendship, sisterhood, all of that. So on Monday, Miley paid a tribute to her. She showed up to her memorial and she paid an emotional tribute to her, just discussing what she meant to her and how she felt. And I have a few quotes from it. She stated, I just want to clear up a rumor. I was never her coach. She was mine. mine. And she also said, I've learned more from her than anyone that I've gotten the honor to be in the room with. Not just vocally. I should have gotten more lessons than I did. But she taught me everything that I know about love. That was awesome. So beautiful. And just, you know, I watched the video and she literally broke down so much that she couldn't even sing the song. She had to turn it over to her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, and they sung Amazing Grace. And she came in and out, you know, trying to, you know, continue the tribute. Yeah. But how do you guys just feel about that whole story and just in general?
Last time I was here, we talked about it, and it was just very heavy, and I'm grateful to see Miley Cyrus come behind the family and just support them during this time. So I think it's just amazing to see Miley Cyrus is coming out in support and the rest of the contestants too.
Yeah.
And I think the most important thing to leave with this is that Janice Freeman left love with everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's the love that I think that so many of people who got a chance to know her and be able to experience her. And just even from an artist perspective of just putting that out, like with your fans, like whenever you sing or like whenever you meet people, is something about a person whenever they leave an impact on you. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that, you know, we always want to leave. So I, you know, commend Miley for, you know, being able to give her that tribute and be able to sing that song. But I love the fact how, you know, we talked about her life and be able to understand that she was all about love. And that's what it's about. Yeah, so I think that we can leave on that note that it's about love and that it's whatever we do in life. It has to be about love. Yeah.
And I'm sure she was looking down just, you know, in awe and just amazed and just happy of the people being there to celebrate her life. Absolutely. And, you know, that, I don't know, it was just so touching to me. Like, I even went back to Miley's Instagram page and saw the long post that she was making. And I just think it's beautiful how that kind of relationship came out of this kind of show. You know, she was only there to get that mentorship and help her, you know, become a better singer. And it came to this. Okay, to liven up the mood, yesterday was Adam's birthday. Yay! He turned 40. And earlier I said I was going to save my cutie.
Oh, my gosh.
And my cutie of the night was Adam. Oh, my God. The whole episode, I was like, Adam is so cute.
Adam is
very high. But then I was like, oh, the ring on his finger, and he has kids. But, Adam, you look great for 40, let me just say.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
That's all for news.
Yes, thank you. Happy
that was some amazing news. Happy birthday, Adam. We would sing, but we're not going
to. I'm not. Nima's a singer. I'm not a singer, so I'm going to leave that to you. But anyway, so our next segment is Where Are You Now? And that in every show, we talk about a former Voice contestant and where are they now? What have they been doing since the show? So, Miss Nima, who do you have for us today?
Yes, so we're talking about Where Are They Now? So we were talking about Jackson Marlowe and his uncle, which is named Red Marlowe. He was on season 13. He went all the way to fourth place. And of course, he was Team Blake. He currently right now has just came out with a brand new album that he's been performing on back in his hometown. And he actually posted a picture of him and Janice Freeman when they were on The Voice together. So, yes, you guys check all of his information out on social media. He is on Red Marlowe. So
Red Marlowe.
Red Marlowe is making hits.
Yeah.
After The Voice, which is what you're supposed to do.
After The Voice. He didn't win, but albums are coming out.
And listen, not only that, he also inspired his nephew to go out there and win too. So listen.
Here he is.
It's about inspiration and love.
Going back to that, though, he has so many tips and things that he can tell him. Oh, my God.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, we're kind of going back to talking about Jackson, but that's probably why Jackson, I'm telling you.
I didn't mean to go back, but I just had another,
guys.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
It's okay.
Yes.
You're being honest. We appreciate that.
I mean, well, actually, that kind of segues into the prediction.
Yeah. So let's just get right into it. We're here. Let's get into it.
Yes, we're right on the money.
And now,
it's time for predictions. The spooky lights. I love it.
I feel like Halloween. In March.
So, predictions. Let's get into it. Clearly, Tyra is not a fan of Jackson. But who are you a fan of?
It's not
what
that
are
I'm not a fan. Wow. I just... Don't put me on the spot, Princess.
No,
just
no,
like,
it's all wrong.
It's not a fan. Okay, wait, let me scroll back. Come back to me. I'll give you my predictions in a second.
Nima. How about you? What do you think?
I am honestly Team Legend.
Team Legend.
I like John's choices. There's so many people. It's funny because I actually follow the Voice app, and I have my 8 people that I've already selected, which I realize I'm going to have to kind of go back and scoop boot some people because of tonight, because of yesterday's show. But I predict that it's going to be a really, really tough season because I think that every single judge has like a range of different artists. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see how they kind of gel them all together and like how they actually win their rounds. So, but honestly, I just really think that John Legend is going to win.
Really?
Okay. Dude. Okay. I mean, I just think that it's going to be like, you know, this is a prediction, right? Because this is the last week of the blind auditions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I just think that Team Legend is going to win. I mean, mark me. Mark me on what I say. And then at the very end, we can see.
Team Legend.
But yeah, I think that John is probably going to win. Okay. But, yeah, I think that we have a range of great contestants. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said before, what I'm very interested to see is how these young artists are going to blow us away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my prediction.
Okay.
So my prediction, I think Kelly is going to kill it. I think I'm Team Kelly. She has each of them have a good variety of people, but I think she just knows how to just work it and knows how to push people to their full potential. So we'll see. But I'm also excited to see, seeing that this is John's first season, I'm excited to see how he is as a judge, you know, coach, you know what I'm trying
it's
to say.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a coach has to judge you.
You know what? I love this energy.
We are here for support.
Yeah, but I'm excited to see just, you know, see him in this kind of element.
Yes.
I've never seen him as a coach or help mold someone. So it's exciting.
Very exciting.
Who are my choices?
Yes. What are your predictions?
My predictions. I am between Team Kelly and Team John. It could really go either way. Mm-hmm. And I know we're trying to predict the future, but I really don't know. I think, to me, I kind of want to see the battle rounds before I really get into predictions because people might get stolen. Mm-hmm. Like, you just never know. So far, I would say...
Which contestant would you like to see win?
We had so many good ones. Mm-hmm. And they're all so creative and so young. I feel like it could go to start. And we had a lot of 4 chair turns too.
Yes.
I will say, at this particular moment in time, I am Team Legend.
Hey,
I have joined Team Legend just for right now.
I'm just saying. Listen. We'll see. Can you feel the legend of the house?
He's fresh. He's ready to dive in. I see why.
Yeah, we'll see. But I think Team Kelly, they have some strong contenders. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I could see it going either way. So I'm just excited to go ahead and get into the next set of rounds and kind of go from there. We'll see.
And also, too, we want our audience to please tell us in the comments who you guys think is going to win. Team Legend, Team Adam, Team Kelly, Team Blake. Please let us know what you guys think.
Because,
you know,
Buzz.
Listen, team After Buzz, y'all, listen. Okay, this is also a team, okay? But we want you guys to comment and let us know what you think because we may bring you guys in on the show and tell us what you think live. So, you never know. Let us know in those comments. Thank you.
You never know. But with all of that being said, we like to thank you guys for joining us tonight.
Oh, it's time to go.
Until next week. But you guys can find me on Instagram. I'm at Princess Carol TV. And you can also find me on the World of Dance After Show, Project Runway All-Stars, and Turn Up Charlie. Ladies, where can we find you?
You can find me at Nema Scott at NEEMASKYE on all social media platforms. And you know what? Your girl's going to be on the Star After Show. So check me out on Wednesday nights.
And you guys can find me on all social media platforms at @_TyraPrude. And you can also catch me this Thursday on the very first episode of The Perfectionist. Make sure you guys tune in.
Ooh. All right. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.